Danny Meyer has worked alongside some of the finest voices in classical music, but ask her about mezzo-soprano Michelle DeYoung, who will star in the upcoming co-production of the Omaha Symphony and Opera Omaha, Bluebird's Castle, and something shifts.
That she's going to do this role with Ryan, whose reputation is superlative. I'm already mentally getting my tissues ready for the experience.
Concerts stay with you long after the final note. These might be one of them. On April 24th and 25th at the Holland Performing Arts Center, Opera Omaha and the Omaha Symphony come together for a rare, fully collaborative performance of Bluebird's Castle. The two organizations have shared Omaha stages for many years, but this time it is something different, a true co-production built from the ground up, bringing both ensembles together in a way audiences do not often get to see. Danny Meyer is Vice President of Artistic Administration and a section bassist with the Omaha Symphony.
We wanted to know if there was repertoire that we could essentially set around the orchestra on the Holland stage and feature the best of both companies.
And the answer they landed on was Bartok, a singular 70-minute opera, one act, two characters, seven doors, and an orchestra so large it overflows virtually every pit in the city. It had been performed here before in concert form at the Orpheum, roughly 13 years ago, but this time the version was altogether different. Josh Quinn is head of music and chorus director with Opera Omaha, and it was his idea to return to this piece.
I love that we are able to present repertoire that we wouldn't normally be able to present in our season at the Orpheum by doing this collaboration at the Holland Center.
What Quinn and Meyer have ensembled for this production, by any measure, is a remarkable cast. Ryan McKinney takes the role of Bluebird, and mezzo-soprano Michelle DeYoung is the wife. Conducting the evening is Lydia Jankoskova, whose fluency in Slavic repertoire and prior history with the Omaha Symphony made her, in Meyer's words, an almost inedible choice. But the production goes well beyond casting. David Murakami, a projection designer with deep roots in opera, has been brought in to create an immersive visual environment. Quinn describes it as a transformation of a space that the Omaha audience already knows well.
There's a little bit more freedom, so the orchestra will be on stage, every single player except for the offstage orchestra, which there is a ton of players in this orchestra.
For those who have never encountered Bartok's opera or who have never attended an opera at all, Quinn and Meyer claim the score does most of the storytelling on its own.
Bartok did 99% of the work in his score. He's essentially written a movie soundtrack, if you will. You can see and hear everything that is being sung about in the music.
The evening opens with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, perhaps the most recognized piece in all of classical music. For Omaha, a city that has quietly built two serious arts institutions over decades, an evening like this is more than just a concert. It is evidence of what a community can make when its musicians decide to trust each other. Bluebird's Castle, presented by Opera Omaha and the Omaha Symphony, runs this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Holland Performing Arts Center. More information at operaomaha.org or omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.